Dual Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Good morning out there. Welcome into Preps Rewind. We are presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton. 45 East Collins in Eaton. Give them a call, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. They are your Napa parts provider. Owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. The staff has been there for the long haul also. Just call in and ask for what you need, and they will make it happen. You can also look them up at Gould Parts Online. You are listening to Preps Rewind here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Something big going on with Preps Rewind today. We are live out at Harsh Outdoors in Eaton, 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They are celebrating working class heroes today. And I am here with Steve Canton from Harsh Outdoors. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you letting me on here.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate you guys having us out. Just an exciting event. Let's talk about what celebrating working class heroes is.
We all know, and we've heard it for many years, that we celebrate the first responders or military and stuff like this. But the salt of the earth, the one that bases that keeps the motor running, is the working class people, and everybody is tied in with them somehow, some way, and we want to thank them for being there.
Yeah, and that's I look back at my grandpa. He drove a truck across the country. He's been to every state you can drive to. He's been through all the lower Canadian provinces, hauling stuff all over. And when you say working class heroes, that's the guy that I think of. I was just back there in April, and we were talking, and we kind of did some math and estimated that he's driven over 3 million miles in his lifetime, just hauling stuff across this country for everybody. So I can appreciate something like this, celebrating somebody like my grandpa, who, he really put the time in hauling stuff and keeping everybody supplied. So I appreciate you guys doing this. This is an awesome thing. Talk to me about some of the special stuff that you guys have going on today.
We have, what we do, and those that aren't familiar with what we do, on the wheeled side, we're a Arctic Cat dealer and Argo. And if you don't know what an Argo is, those are the old 6 and 8 wheel amphibious vehicles. And they also have a line of ATVs. And if you've never seen it, the Sherp/Centaur, That's the big one on steroids, and we have one of those also. So we've got some deals on some 22 model on the Argo ATVs. Really screaming deals. We need you to come in, see if one of those is going to fit for you. On the other side of the still on that same side of the fence, we've got Bad Boy Mowers, and we've got some specials there. We've also got, we're a Husqvarna service center. Now moving over to the gun side, we're a Sig Sauer master dealer. We have some stock that's on some special. We have our rep here who's willing to answer any questions. And also from Burris, we're a Burris dealer on their optics. And they have their setup and can answer any questions on some of their specialty stuff. Moving on with that, then we also have some specific merchandise you'll have to ask and see. It's tagged on what kind of special deals on given stuff. So,
all right, yeah, lots of great deals out here at Harsh Outdoors. Stop by. This celebrating working class heroes is from 10 a.m. until 2 today. Like Steve said, the Sig Sauer and Burris reps are here. You can talk to them. Also, one other thing going on big out here, you have Simon Fletcher, a Ring of Fame member for the Denver Broncos. He has his food truck out here.
He does. And
you were saying that his barbecue is really good, but his burgers are even better.
I love a good burger, but he somehow does it inside. He's got some kind of flame grill there with some magic spices. That thing is... And if you want to step it up, he's got a green chili version.
That's awesome. And talk about working class, that burger and barbecue, that's working class food right there,
that's
too.
That's it, so. Exactly.
Steve, what exactly, you say you're a Sig Sauer master dealer. What's the difference between a master dealer and like a normal Sig Sauer dealer?
Most of the regular dealers get their stuff normally through a distributor. We're direct with Sig. We work with them on promotions, and we're able to run. Even our regular everyday prices are normally lower than a regular dealer's are.
Okay, that sounds like a great deal. One of the great reasons to get out here. Also, we were back in the back kind of looking through stuff, and you talk about being the Husqvarna dealer, and you have a robot mower back there. That
we do. In fact, everybody says, well, does that work like the vacuum cleaner thing? And actually, the technology for the vacuum cleaner came from Husqvarna. They actually invented that technology.
Okay, that's something new. I work at a golf course in Greeley, and this is one of the things that, you know, there's always talks in the magazines we get that there's a lot of golf courses that are going to these robotic mowers for mowing, you know, greens and stuff like that. And it just amazed me where this technology is going.
It is. And it's, you need to picture it more, and as I explained to you, that it's a height maintainer. So it's mowing all the time for the size it is. And so it's just coming in and nicking off. It uses a razor blade type setup. And it just comes in, it cleans, and it doesn't matter whether it's wet or dry. The only time you do, you park it when the sprinklers are on, because you don't want it breaking and bumping into them or even getting sprayed up inside of it. So other than that, it mows all the time. And the ones for the bigger areas, you run them off your phone. So you can be out of state. You could be on a worldwide cruise, and it's going to tell you what it's doing. If it gets stuck, then you get neighbor to unstick it.
That is just absolutely amazing to me. You also, as we were taking kind of the tour in the back there, you have a little shooting range set up back there?
We do. We've never set it up for public use. At one time, we were looking at it. But it does help us refine our art, as it were.
Yep.
And it's just a nice thing and touch and stuff like this. And at some point in time, I think we would like to get into it where we would invite people to come in. And unfortunately, it's not for live fire. And this is Boo.
Boo. Yep, we got a black lab here just hanging out with us, walking around. Happy to see all these people in here, I think.
She's
going to get tons of attention today, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, is there anything else you'd like to talk about with celebrating working class heroes today?
No, we'd just like to invite you up. If you've never been in our store before, we're up on the north end of Eaton on Highway 85, just before the A&W. And come in, take the opportunity to say hi and take a look around, see if there's something that we can interest you in, and get a bite to eat from Simon.
Yeah, that's right. Come up and get some barbecue from Simon Fletcher. Stop in here at Harsh Outdoors. It's 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. It's hard to miss if you're on Highway 85, inflatable dog out front. So it's right there. It's easy to see. Turn in. Come and check out what they have going on. Let me get this pulled up here. I was just going to give, once again, today, August 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2, the factory reps from Sig Sauer and Burris are here to demonstrate and answer any questions that you may have. There's some great deals. Also, the Bad Boy Mowers. And then, like we talked about, the barbecue, and then the Husqvarna equipment that you want. If you want that robotic mower, there's chainsaws, weed eaters. There's also the battery-operated weed eaters and stuff like that, if you're
Absolutely.
Interested in that kind of stuff. So come out to Harsh Outdoors in Eaton, celebrating working-class heroes, 600 Oak Ave. Steve, thank you for having us up. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. to Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts. We are live at Harsh Outdoors in Eaton, 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, for celebrating working class heroes from 10 to 2 today. They have a lot of deals. They have Sig Sauer and Burris reps here. Simon Fletcher with his food truck is here. Lots of deals on lots of different things. Come in and see us here at Harsh Outdoors in Eaton, 600 Oak Avenue. Now, my next guest is one that's been on KFKA a bunch of times over the past few years. I'll tell you right now, this is a guy that if he probably ran for mayor in Eaton, he could probably win that at this point, honestly. I was just about to say Coach Zach Lemon, but now it's athletic director for the Eaton High School, Zach Lemon. Zach, thanks for coming in and joining me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy to be on again.
So I guess let's just jump right into it. I'm sure being an athletic director was your ultimate goal, like moving into administration. Once you get into teaching, that's kind of just the next step, moving into that athletic director role. Mm-hmm. But after winning 3 state championships, how hard was it for you to kind of step into this role and leave that one?
Yeah, that's what Tanner and I were just talking about. I did know that administration was eventually going to become a thing. I didn't know how it fit in. You know, I didn't have any real specific goals on that. I always know that the time was right for certain things and take advantage of opportunities when they happen. And this was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. I knew, like I said, I knew administration would happen. I didn't know when, but I knew I didn't want to leave Eaton.
Yeah.
So if the opportunity arises in Eaton, you got to take advantage of that opportunity. And I love the community, want to be in the community, stay here with my family and be with the kids that I really love and appreciate, just in a different role.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me into my next question that this Eaton area, they call this, they call it Title Town, you know, all the residents and stuff like that. The pressure, do you have pressure as the athletic director to keep this program going, all these athletic programs going as they have been, as successful as they were under Steve Longwell?
Yeah, you know, people always ask about the pressure I felt being the football coach, and I never felt the pressure there. Just do what you do, and I was proud and confident of that. This is a totally different deal. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of pressure in this situation, and I'm fortunate to come into a situation where there's established programs, established coaches, expectations are set, and I'm excited just to lead a bunch of great coaches and not even really lead, just guide and support all of our programs and have great relationships with all the coaches and want to continue to let them do their thing with their program. So that's my biggest deal, is just be a guide and a support system for them.
And with that, I'm sure you were heavily involved in the bringing on Cameron Stewart, just moving him up from offensive coordinator to head coach. I'm sure you were really involved in that. So kind of walk me through that process and how that went for you. You know, you're hiring for this baby that you've built up now, and then you're just going to kind of pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, and that was a tough position to be in, really, in the, you know, the first job I had in the job that it really wasn't even my job yet. You know, I had just been hired, and Steve knew that it shouldn't have been his hire, that it needed to be mine. And there's a lot of emotions involved with that, just because of the kids that I invested so much in, but also the pressure of the new job. And so it was difficult. And luckily, you know, just the way Cameron is and knowing what he's capable of, he made that process fun and enjoyable for me. And I feel great. I feel great with him being the next head football coach, and I'm so excited for him and proud of him.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've talked to him a couple of times, and he's excited about this opportunity, and it seems like he's on the right track. Just as he probably has you on speed dial or is knocking on your door at your office, is Steve Longwell somebody you've reached out to a few times as you got into the school year now and get going?
Yeah, you say a few times. It's been more than a few. He's been very helpful, very supportive, always answers all of my questions and is available when I need him. And just like he was when I was coaching and he was athletic director, he's always there when I needed him, and he's still there that way, getting me through it for sure.
That's awesome. You have a softball tournament going on. I appreciate you sneaking over. You guys are hosting a softball tournament. What teams do you have going on at your softball tournament?
Well, it's nice because the rec center is actually hosting it, and so we just kind of give them what we've got going on, and they do a great job of hosting and taking care of the fields and stuff. So we've got teams from all over. There's from the southeast. We got Lamar and La Junta. We got Western Slope with Delta, and then some local schools, metro schools. It's just a fun mix. And talking to our softball coaches and even the officials, the umpires, they love this tournament because it's all just schools that have done it before. They know how it works, and they've made it really easy on me. I just show up and get bottles of water to people and take some tickets, and that's it. Everything else is taken care of.
That's really nice. And from what I've seen score-wise, it looks like your Red Squad, 2-10-0 wins over, I think, both games yesterday. Yeah. So that squad is loaded. I'll tell you what, I talked to Dale last week, and pitching-wise, hitting, like, they are just loaded.
They are loaded. Their roster is scary top to bottom, and even the dugout. The roster in the dugout is scary. The girls that are not playing because they're so loaded top to bottom, they are impressive. And like I said, they're deep with pitching. They're like a baseball staff with pitching. They're five deep with pitchers, where you need that in baseball. You don't need that in softball as much, and they just have weapons everywhere.
Yeah, that softball team. When I was going through getting ready for that interview, looking at that roster, it was just loaded. And then Tanner reminded me about the Ross girl coming back from injury. It's just that's a team that won a state championship last year, and they're probably well on their way again this year.
Yeah, three freshmen now contributing too. It's just loaded all the way up.
Has there been any different challenges or anything like that as you've stepped into this new athletic role that you kind of didn't expect but have surprised you a little bit?
You know, it's just the simple management stuff. Just like with Coach Stewart, coaching's the easy part. You know, with coaching football, it's the management of the other things that the challenge of becoming a new head coach. And it's the same way with athletic director. You know, going to the games is the easy part. It's just the prepping and everything. It's, you know, the simple things that have my mind blown are just how many websites I need to log in. And to do this, you got to go to this website. And to do this, you got to go to this website. And just contact these to do this. So that's the stuff that I'm getting, just the management side.
Yeah, I know. It's changed now since I've got out of officiating basketball, but there was a time where there were three different places where we would have to go and check and see, like, are we going to this game and this game, and who we're going with and all that stuff. It'll be nice if all that stuff would just get combined for us and make it a lot easier.
Yep.
Zach, I know you're a football guy, obviously, by what's gone on, but these other sports that you're now taking over, which one are you, like, you know, I also really love basketball, or I really love volleyball, or is there any of
those? I'm a basketball guy. I've spent a lot of time coaching basketball before I came here, and actually when I was young, I thought my future was going to be in coaching basketball. So I really do love the basketball. I've coached a lot of baseball too. I've coached track, understand those things. Gwen's teaching me some of the ins and outs of volleyball still. I've got to get that figured out a little bit better. We have a cheerleading team that I really need to learn the different competitions and cheer, but I'm excited about them. They've had an amazing summer working hard. So it really is just, as everybody knows, the athletics at Eaton are great because each program works so hard to be their best, and that's what I'm so proud of.
Well, and it's probably a lot of fun because you've had so much focus on football over the past few years. It's probably a lot of fun now to, like, expand your horizons and be able to see all this other stuff.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Again, working with the coaches is the most exciting thing that I get to do, and hear their perspectives and look at their philosophies and the way they do things. And every coach we have is different, yet they all have the same goals and accomplish the same things, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I'm kind of wrapped up here question-wise. Your tournament is still going on today.
Yeah.
It's at the Eaton Rec Center.
Yep.
You have multiple games. How long does it go?
Last game's at 12.
At noon today?
Yeah.
All right. So people can definitely swing by here at Harsh Outdoors, get some Simon Fletcher barbecue, head over and catch some softball games at the Eaton Rec Center. Zach, I really appreciate you coming in and stopping by, taking the time to come over, being here live at Eaton at Harsh Outdoors. I wanted to have somebody from Eaton also in this community. And I'm not joking about that. You could probably run for mayor in this town. You're a pretty popular guy after the three state championships. So
I will take the role that I am in and stick with that one.
All right. Zach, I appreciate you stopping by. You are listening to Preps Rewind. We are live from Harsh Outdoors, 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. We are celebrating working class heroes. You are listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. Give Gould Parts a call. They are the Napa parts provider. 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. And we are live for Preps Rewind here at Harsh Outdoors in Eaton, 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They are celebrating working class heroes. We have a Sig Sauer dealer, a Burris dealer here to help you answer any questions you may have about those products. They also have deals on Husqvarna, Bad Boy, mowers, anything. Just stop by and see them. 10 to 2 today they are going. And now we are going to bring on Lane Wassinger, the Roosevelt head football coach. Lane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Lane, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. I've been kind of working my way through all the state champions from last year, the defending state champions, getting through their football coaches, talking about the upcoming season. So, obviously, everybody knows that Bronco Hartson and Xavier Ramirez are coming back. And I wrote down Dylan Doyen, and I'm going to start there on the defensive side. Dylan Doyen is the only one of your top 12 tacklers returning on defense from last year. You have a bunch of kids that are looking in to replace the ones you lost to graduation?
Yeah, well, Dylan Doyon's actually not on our team anymore. He moved. He's moving to Texas. So we lost him on the defensive side as well, and he was a starting Mike backer for us last year as a freshman on that team. So, yeah, a tough loss, but we got a lot of dudes ready to go and fill in those roles and excited about it. So it's been good.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to talk about Bronco and Xavier as we get going here, but I kind of want to – those are knowns that we have going into this season. But, you know, also at the wide receiver position, do you have some young guys, wide receivers, looking to step in and replace?
All those guys, yeah. We're real deep at wide receiver. We got a lot of young guys that, you know, have been in the system now for a couple years and – you know, not a lot of them had a lot of, you know, footballs in their hands on Friday nights yet, but they understand the offense. They're doing a really good job right now competing. You know, specifically Trevor Karabinch, who was a two-year starter on defense for us a year ago. He's now kind of a two-way player for us at corner and receiver. You know, so he's kind of going to be a heavily relied upon guy, try to get the ball in his hands a little bit on the perimeter. We have a young receiver in the program now, a freshman that many people are going to get to know real soon. That's Noah Lucero. He's a freshman, but doesn't look like it and doesn't play like it. So we're excited about the potential he brings to our team as well. On both sides of the ball, again, at safety for him. You know, he's tall, he's athletic, and he's a great route runner and catches the ball very well. So Noah Lucero and Trevor Karabinch are going to kind of, you know, hang on to things outside for us. You know, and then we've got other guys in there, you know, a senior, Joey Brake, who's been in our system for 4 years. He's another guy that we like to try and get the ball to outside. And Caden Potberg, another senior, getting his opportunity to play our slot position. And then guys behind him, other guys like Jeremiah Romero and Owen Shaneman, a senior receiver. I mean, these guys have been doing this for a while now, and it's a committee approach out at wide receiver for us right now.
Well, and what's so fantastic about your team, though, is you have the opportunity for those guys to learn when you have a player like Bronco and you have a run game with Xavier, that you're going to be able to kind of lean on those two as the rest of that offensive skill position guys grow.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it works. You know, last year, a year ago, Bronco was coming into a new role as a first-year starter at quarterback, and so – you know, we were pretty senior heavy at wide receiver last year, so he had to kind of rely on those guys to, you know, help make some plays on the outside with Bo Smith and Tucker Peterson and Peyton Zukomski and guys like that that, were senior heavy at the right wide receiver position. So now the tables have kind of turned where, you know, now Bronco and Xavier are two kind of horses in the backfield that now it's their turn to kind of take charge. And so, you know, he's going to be responsible for getting that ball, you know, into the wingspan of these young receivers. And, you know, they're going to have to catch the ball and do their thing as well. But that's just kind of how high school football works. You know, it's like every year, you know, you're replacing guys and finding out a lot about these kids and who are ready to compete and make plays for you. So, yeah, Bronco's ready. You know, he's got a lot of experience under his belt now. And, you know, as a senior, you know, you can kind of see him trying to, you know, I wouldn't say do too much, but you only know how to be a senior until you're a senior. You know what I mean? So he's going to have to take charge, and so is Xavier, and those guys are going to have to lead by example a little bit so our young guys can follow suit.
There's only one other spot on that offensive side that we haven't really talked about, and something that always impresses me when I come and watch a Roosevelt football game is just how athletic the offensive linemen are. They're always athletic, but they're super aggressive too. So where are you at offensive line? I believe I heard you only have one returning starter from last year.
Yeah, we bring back Carter Emmons at right tackle. He started last year as a sophomore on that O-line. You know, we lost the rest of them to graduation. So, you know, four of the other five are going to be first-year starters. You know, we have a junior, Carter Harmon, who we're really, really excited about. His athleticism and his physicality is just what we need on the O-line to help kind of anchor that side with his the other kid, Carter. So we have two Carters on the right side and then a bunch of sophomores, Brody Hartson, Bronco's little brother, Noah Stratton at left tackle, Xavier Esslinger and Tabor Conrad, just a bunch of sophomores that are, again, competing, you know, from the inside out on that O-line. And, you know, we have one of the best offensive line coaches in the state in Chase Klein. And he's been able to kind of really take control of our offensive line units year after year. And they've kind of created this culture within our culture with how they do things on the O-line. And, you know, what really has always set us apart on the O-line is not only our standard of physicality and athleticism, it's their intelligence, you know. So we have a lot of smart, just good kids that are coachable. You know, as young as they are right now, we're still kind of pushing them along and really trying to, you know, get them to grow up a little bit and mature and play more physical because we're not there yet. But it will come. But they're smart and they're eager and they're ready to compete. And so we've seen that in them, but they've got to kind of hit that fast forward button a little bit because we have some guys on the outside and behind them in Bronco and Xavier that, you know, we need to hold our own up front as well.
Yeah, Coach, you kind of talk about it a little bit there that you need to grow, but physicality wise, when I think Roosevelt football, physicality is the first thing that I think of when it comes to that football program, even going back to when I was in school and we would go and play Roosevelt. And is that something that you guys really stress, or is that just how those kids come into the program, or just being really physical?
Well, naturally, we have kids here that are, you know, blue collar and they're tough, and that is just kind of the standard in which we play. We do talk about it. We talk about it every day. And, you know, like I said, when you're replacing four offensive linemen up front coming off a state championship football team, you know, they need to understand they're a part of something special too. You know, the standard never changed. Tradition never graduates. Those are the things we talk about all the time. And it doesn't always mean, you know, going undefeated and winning all these games, but it's how we play football. And so we play football one way, and that's physical and fast and intense. And so, again, if you're going to play football at Roosevelt, you have to match that standard and play to that standard because that's how we're going to coach it.
Coach, I really like that tradition never graduates. That's a great line. Once again, we're here with Roosevelt football coach Lane Wassinger. Coach, let's kind of go back a little bit here just to last year. You guys had been on the verge of winning that state championship for so many years. What did it finally feel like to break through that wall and get it done last year?
Yeah, I mean, just an awesome feeling. You know, I think, you know, so many coaches, great coaches, go through this thing year after year after year, and only so few ever feel what it feels like to, you know, get that gold trophy and get a ring on your hand. And so, you know, obviously I'd seen it from afar and been close year after year, and, you know, to kind of finally break through, especially after some heartbreaking losses in the last few years, was just a huge weight lifted off the shoulder, and also just a surreal feeling, you know, just the guys that are in our program, from the coaches to the families to the kids to the community, the investment that we all put into the thing, I think at the end of the day just made it all so worth it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it felt good, and it goes to show you that when you have a bunch of kids that are willing to, you know, play as a team and never quit, and that's really what last year's team was about. We had guys that, you know, they never quit. You know, they may have played JV for 3 years, and finally they got their turn as seniors, and we found a way. You know, they got their opportunity, and they capitalized. And you know, when you win a state championship with kids like that, it makes it special.
Yeah, Coach, and I love that you didn't just talk about the players and the coaches and everything. You brought the whole community into that response, because that small town feel of winning a state championship, it's just huge. The whole community is in support of that. And, you know, you get to some of the bigger cities, and it's just kind of a school community. It's not the whole town that's behind that. Can you kind of speak to the fact of what it means for that whole community to finally break through?
Yeah, I mean, this is a community that cares about their sports, you know, and there's a lot of pride here, and it's been here for a really, really long time. It was something that I kind of walked into and kind of invested in myself and our family now in the community, and I think everybody around here just, you know, lives and breathes Roosevelt Athletics and Roosevelt High School and Rough Rider football, and, you know, really, you know, proud of the brand of football and that Roosevelt R that you see on cars driving all around. It's just, people are proud of Roosevelt, and, you know, they've always had this longstanding tradition of tough, hard-nosed football, you know what I mean? And but never no championship or anything like that. So, you know, when we were driving back in from our title win a year ago, and, you know, seeing all those cars and the alumni and the people lined up on the streets welcoming us back was, you know, just very telling of the community support that we do have here, and you know, that sense of pride that this community has that's so special.
Hey, Coach, just one more about last year, but you finally break through as the head coach and win the state championship. How long did you let yourself enjoy until you started getting ready for this upcoming season?
Well, you know, and I think so many coaches are quick to move on and close that chapter, and you feel that, you know, you at some point you have to kind of move on and focus on next year. But you know, we enjoyed it. You know, I grew up around this game, and my dad coaches, and you know, I think something like that's so special. You ride it for as long as you want. You know what I mean? And in a way, you carry it into the next year. You know, if you try to turn the page too quick and forget about last year just because it was a successful one, you know, you can lose a little bit of that tradition and that expectation and standard that we like to talk about at Roosevelt, you know. And so just like you would with any other season when you're losing, you try to learn from it. So, you know, not only can we learn from seasons where you're losing in the quarterfinals or the semifinals or the state title game in 2020, we always use that as motivation for the next year. And so I don't see why you can't do that with a state championship 14-0 season as well. You know, so we reference it a little bit, but only because we know what it takes, and we want these kids to understand that that is the expectation. So when we ask you to stay late for film, or you know, practice a little bit harder, or do these things, it is the standard's the standard, and it doesn't change.
Hey, Coach, that was just a fantastic answer. Honestly, you know, I look back and I kind of think when I was coaching at Platte Valley and we won that. You know, we would kind of ride it a little bit, but then, you know, you get into February or so and you go to the coaching clinic and you're already moving on to next year. I love the idea of just kind of carrying on that and knowing now that's part of your tradition, that you're going to keep involved in that football program and not just letting it go and moving on. Coach, I just had Zach Lemon on the segment before you, and he said that you and Eaton and Roosevelt got together for a scrimmage last night. How did that go?
It went well, and you know, that's a good matchup. I think a matchup that a lot of people up here would love to see on a real schedule, you know. And so, unless you knew that we were scrimmaging, you know, it felt like a week one game, you know, with the energy around the stadium. We played our first, that was our first scrimmage at our new high school and our new field and new stadium. So a little bit of kinks to work out there as far as just, you know, game day setup and as you know, taking the field and warming up and just playing in a new venue. So that was a little bit different, but you know, as far as playing a team like Eaton, who is also accustomed to so much success, and a team that is probably a lot like Roosevelt in the sense of how they play football, and they're tough, and they have that tradition and that winning kind of experience, I guess you could say. It's a great matchup for a 0 week scrimmage for us to kind of propel us into our season. And it went well. You know, we got a lot of kids, some reps that we were trying to continue to evaluate and see and put them in those game like scenarios and watch them compete and face adversity and, you know, really just get some tape on them so we can coach them up and, get them better for next week when we see Palisade, another team that's going to be tough and going to give us everything they have. So it was a good one last night. You know, again, we're still kind of evaluating. We got the film up, and so we'll meet tomorrow as a coaching staff and reflect a little bit and fix what we need to fix and get back to work on Monday.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you joining me here on Preps Rewind this morning. I would just want to say congratulations on the state championship last year and good luck this season opening up against Palisade this next week. And just good luck as you work your way through. I'm sure that I'll try to get you on the program here a few more times as we get through football season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Always like coming on, Coach.
All right. Thank you. That's Lane Wassinger, Roosevelt head football coach. You are listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts, here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind. We are live at Harsh Outdoors in Eaton, 600 Oak Avenue, for Celebrating Working Class Heroes. Sig Sauer and Burris Reps are here. You can come and ask any questions. Great deals on all kinds of different things here. Just stop by and check in with Harsh Outdoors here in Eaton. And this is a huge pleasure for me here to welcome this guest. We kind of thought that this may happen, and it works out that it did. We have Denver Bronco Ring of Famer Simon Fletcher joining the program here. Simon, thanks for hopping on with us.
My pleasure, Mike.
Yeah, you're up here with your food truck, Ring of Fame Barbecue. Is that correct?
Yes.
Steve, I was talking to earlier, he said the barbecue is amazing, but he loves your burgers. What are you doing special with those burgers?
Only fresh ground burger meat, never frozen, hand padded, and I don't weigh them. I advertise them as a third pound or bigger. And so you get a chunk of meat for the price, and it's very appetizing and filling. I could feed the Denver Broncos offensive line with a couple of those burgers.
Yeah, and let's jump into that. Simon, in your 11-year career, 97 and a half sacks. Joined the Ring of Fame in 2016. That had to be just an amazing honor when they brought you into the Bronco Ring of Fame.
Well, it was absolutely amazing and a big surprise for me because I'd been out of football over 20 years, and I'm saying, well, maybe not. But on the same token, you look up in the Ring of Fame and you see a ton of guys that you played with, and hopefully some way you had contributed in their presence there. But when I got the call, I couldn't wait to talk to my mother and let her know your boy done good.
Yeah, that's a fantastic honor, Simon. This is a prep show. We talk about a lot of high school football, especially this time of year. Is there anything from your high school football playing days that kind of stands out in your memory?
Mostly the relationships. I didn't play until I was a senior in high school, and I didn't know what real friends were, comrades, buddies you counted on and who you hoped could count on you until I played football. So if I were a young person, if not football, I would play some type of organized sport because you get a microcosm of your life experiences over the course of any season.
Yeah, and that's I coached high school football for a long time, and that was my favorite thing about it too, is just watching those kids grow together, right. and they all have that one common goal at the end that everybody's kind of striving for.
Yeah, and celebrate one another when they win, and try to pick one another up when they're unsuccessful.
Yeah, do you keep track of the Broncos now?
Well, I mean, until the last 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been tough, brother.
Are you excited about this season with Sean Payton stepping in as the head coach?
Well, not only with Sean Payton, I think the Penner Walton group is bringing a Pat Bowlen-esque attitude and finances to the team where winning is paramount with them, and they'll do whatever it takes to get to that point. So this year I plan on attending a few games for the first time since 2019.
Yeah. Well, and that's – I know there's just tons of excitement around hopefully bounce back season from Russell Wilson if you're a Broncos fan, and the fact that Sean Payton's there and to show what he did with Drew Brees when they were in New Orleans. You think that combination is going to work really well?
I think it'll work because Peyton recognizes you can't have a 5'11/6'1 quarterback as a pocket passer. Russell Wilson is most effective when the pocket's moving and he's allowed to sprint left and right and spot his targets on the move rather than sit and be have his vision blocked by the height of his lineman.
And here I am asking a defensive guy about the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, what do you think about this this Broncos squad?
I am uncertain. They've had a few injuries. They've had some pieces that are no longer part of the team. And as I mentioned earlier, not having gone in three seasons, I don't know what the talent is like. I trust Coach Payton, and I just hope that those guys get back to the Denver Broncos not losing at home.
Yeah, that's one thing that going down to that stadium and it's usually a pretty good home field advantage with the fans and everything there. It's not losing there is not something that happens very often until the last 3 years.
Well, during my 11-year career, we never looked at the home games as far as the upcoming season. We looked at what we needed to get done on the road because you come to Mile High and we've got that 12th man, 7,000 in the stands and millions around the state and neighboring states who are pulling for us, and you want to win as much for the fans as you do for your buddies.
Yeah. And Simon, you have the barbecue. Is barbecue something that's always been a passion, even when you were playing, or is this something that's kind of growing on you as you stepped away from playing?
Growing up in Texas, I was a fan of consuming it.
Yeah.
I hate that I'm attached to cooking barbecue because it consumes every moment of every day during the 9 or 10 months that you're able to operate. And so it's fun, and I'm really good at it. And for me, when I step up in that kitchen and open the window to start serving, it's like pregame and we're getting ready to take on the Raiders, and I expect to win every time.
Yeah, that's as soon as we wrap up here, I'm going to run home. My house is a few minutes away, and then we're probably going to come back over here with my kids and load up on some of that barbecue. Simon, I really appreciate you joining us here. I know you're here helping out with the celebrating working class heroes here at Harsh Outdoors. Thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure to meet you and talk to you.
Listening audience, if you're in the outdoors, if you're in the guns, if you're in the Second Amendment, if you're in the working class people, get on down here to Harsh. They've got great stuff on every shelf and great deals on it.
And thank you. You've been listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.